friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. We are going to be learning a new hymn called Give of Your Best to the Master. Do you know why we picked this song? It's because we want to do our very best for Jesus. We want to give Him our best. The story that we're going to be going over is about being generous and giving to Jesus, giving to the poor, taking the blessings that Jesus has given us and giving it to others. I don't know about you, but I want to give of my best to Jesus. Hello, boys and girls. We are on our last day of this week's study of our lesson. The first part of this week, we studied the story of Zacchaeus. That was a good story, wasn't it? And how Zacchaeus was willing to give to the poor, and he was just so happy for what Jesus had done in his heart and his life. Well, now we're studying a story that Jesus told about a rich man. He had such an amazing harvest that he couldn't fit it all in his barn. So he had a choice. What should he do? He could give it all away, or he could just build bigger barns. So guess what he did? He built bigger barns. And he decided that he was going to eat, drink, and be merry and not have a care in the world. Did he care about those around him, the poor? No. Does God know everything? Yes, He does. And He knew something that rich man in our story yesterday didn't know. But before we get there, I want to pause and let's have a word of prayer, asking God to be with us. Dear Lord, come into our hearts as we study and learn from Your Word, as we think about these lessons that You want us to learn. Please open our eyes and our understanding. Amen. God knew that very night, when this man was thinking all those selfish thoughts, his heart was going to stop and he would die. None of his plans would happen. And everything that he had so selfishly kept for himself would then belong to others. We are going to look at Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Do you have your Bibles? Well, if you need to, pause the recording and go get your Bible. Let's look up Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Here's what it says.
But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be inquired of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?"
It says that night the man was going to die. And then what was going to happen? Who was going to have all of his things? What was the point? Why should he have been so selfish when everyone would have gotten his stuff anyway? How did Jesus finish this story? Look at verse 21. Luke chapter 12, verse 21.
So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
Just like the rich man in this story, the man who thought that his brother hadn't divided the family property was thinking only of himself. He and his brother were both disobeying the commandment that says not to covet. So how did Jesus finish this story? He said that whoever lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God is just like this man. It's like he's dead. He has no hope. There's a verse in Psalms 39, verse 6 that says, "Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them." That's just like this rich man. Here he is heaping up riches. Can you just see him piling up all of his riches? But when he dies, who's going to get those riches? Those riches are not going to give him eternal life. He's not going to be able to live forever and enjoy them. No. Like the rich man in this story, the man who thought that his brother hadn't fairly divided the family property was thinking only of himself. He and his brother were both disobeying the commandment that says not to covet. And probably all the people who listened to the story remembered that they had often thought the same way this selfish man had thought. They all needed to change. We all need to change too. Being selfish and wanting more is the way all humans have been since sin came into our world and changed people from the way God made us in the beginning. I think of what happened to me a few years ago. I had an opportunity to do some extra things to earn some extra money. And do you think that I was all excited to earn this extra money so that I could give it away? Or do you think I was just interested in getting more money so that then I could buy more things? I wanted more money so that I could buy more things. Now, God had provided everything that we needed. Sure, we do not have extra, but we had enough and we had everything that we need. But I was grasping for more. I was wanting more, more treasure, more things. So I started working and I started working harder and working harder. And you know what ended up happening? The more I worked, guess what happened? The more expenses we had. I wasn't able to get ahead. And I was sacrificing time with my family. I was sacrificing time with my boys. I was stressed. I wasn't enjoying what I was doing. I was just trying to work more to earn more money so I could buy more things. But that was wrong, wasn't it? And all of a sudden, as I was earning more money, more things were breaking. The car needed more repairs. Or we had to get a new mattress because our cat peed all over it. And we had to replace our mattress. There were all these big expenses that all of a sudden started coming up that we didn't have before. So you know what I did? I cut back on working so hard and instead was content with what I had and spending more time with my kids and my family. And guess what happened? We didn't have as many expenses. Yeah, we didn't get way ahead, no, but we were just right. And I learned an important lesson. That lesson is to be content. God wants us to be happy and content with what we have. Now, there are some people that take this to the extreme. They give away everything, 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 and God doesn't expect that. And there are some people that work really, really, really hard just to earn tons of money, and God doesn't want that either. There's a balance. There's a middle ground. But you know what God wants? Is for us to be content with what we have. And to be generous, sharing his blessings with others. And did you know that the more that we share with others, the more God will provide for us and the more blessings he will give to us? It's so exciting to see. I could tell you story after story of how God has done that in our lives as a family. And I think back to Zacchaeus, how God worked a transformation in his heart. He went from lying and cheating and stealing from other people to giving and being generous, giving his money to the poor and paying back people whom he had taken things falsely. God worked that change in his heart. And did you know that God can work that same change in our hearts? He can. Let's pray and ask him to. God, work in our hearts just like you did for Zacchaeus. Help us to look for ways to be a blessing to others. Give us contentment for what we have, what you have provided, and what you have given to us. And help us to look for ways to share our blessings with others. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Today's our last day for our memory verse song. Do you have it stuck in your head throughout the day? I know I have been getting these songs stuck in my head and I start humming them, and that's wonderful. That's a good thing. We want to hide God's word in our hearts so that we will not sin against him and so that we can know the promises that God gives, that he came to seek and to save those that are lost. Let's sing together.
The Son of Man has come to seek, has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek, has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek, has come to seek and to save. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.